Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. We have as our guest today Donna Dynamo Wilson, who is, I'm just thrilled to share with her today. She has 10,715 tweet followers, so this woman runs a small state in terms of influence, not so small state, and just she's with the world of wellness. She had 20 years in executive sales management with Xerox, IBM. Being a visionary, she saw where cellular was going. She started a small company there, turned into a big one. She sold it off, decided to pay it forward, and then had a personal health crisis that has made her passionate about sharing and teaching others holistic health. She is a graduate certified gourmet chef in raw and whole foods, and she has a whole trove of amazing and healing delicious recipes. And we've connected through my path book, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And she volunteered to talk about that, and then we're going to talk about her and all the work that she's doing. So welcome, Donna.
Well, thank you, Laurie Beth. I am just thrilled to be speaking with you live because you were my hero when I first started reading your books back in the 90s. And that's what really changed the course of my life. It helped give me a lot of guidance and reflection on myself and what my real skills and what, you know, the path. I mean, it just says it all. And I've been rereading it since it's been so long. And I read that and also Jesus CEO and loved both of them.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. Share with us your mission, the mission statement you developed.
My mission is to promote, educate, and inspire optimal health by prevention, healing foods, and holistic modalities.
Wow. And we were just kind of joking in the pre-show that you just took your PEP assessment. Can you share with us what your results were on earth, water, wind, and fire?
I think I was reading through, because it's very comprehensive, which I love. I love taking tests like this. It's always, you know, it's good to know what areas you need to work on, and because I'm very big into self-development, always have been. And I am mostly water. No, wait, I'm sorry, wind.
Right.
Wind is the one.
Well, that's, you know, winds are visionary, and they're messengers, and they are quick to see the trends. I see that in your bio, how you recognize where cellular was going. And they are the messenger element. We are the winds are the ones that bring the scent of spring and also the scent of danger. So, and you are bringing us wonderful, fragrant, flavorful scents. What you're up to. So talk about your passions now, Donna. Where are you going? Where are you leading us?
I have always been a foodie. And growing up with parents, I actually grew up in the north, and now I'm down in Atlanta. I've been here for a while. But growing up there with parents, especially my mother, she was the cook, she believed in fresh food as much as possible, very little meat, very little fatty meat. And, I mean, we had the different colors on our plates, you know, like we had the yellow for corn or, you know, we had, or the squash, yuck, didn't like it when I was a kid. You know, the green beans, the kale, a lot of vegetables, and that was primarily what we had, and very little meat. And I'm not sure why she knew that. She didn't study it. That's just the way she was raised. So I grew up that way, but I've always been curious, and I've always been a reader. I learned to read when I was four, and
wow.
I've never stopped. Yeah, my mom just taught me the alphabet before I started school, and I went nuts with it. I did. I read everything in sight, and I enjoy learning things. I'm just one of those, you know, kind of people. I like to educate myself, and I've always been interested in the health field for some reason, but not, I didn't want to go to school to be a doctor. I knew something intuitive told me that drugs didn't address the real issue. You know, as growing up, I just thought, you know, I saw people that would get sick, a lot of my friends and their parents, and I didn't see drugs. You know, I'm a believer in God. I'm a Christ follower, and I believe, from what I've read in the Bible, that God gave us our medicine here on the earth. He gave us our food and our medicine, and we've just been tinkering with it too much. We've been messing with it. You know, the environment, everything. We've so much toxins, and we've tried to make shortcuts, and with the GMOs, it's all about money, and it's not about health. It's not about prevention and getting back to just the good old basics.
Wow.
And, yeah, I think it's pretty simple.
Well, you mentioned the personal health crisis that really set you on your path. Can you share with us a little bit about that was and what you've done about it?
Sure, and I've had several of those. I think we all have. We all have things that happen. I was going through a divorce, and I'm a single mom, and this was back in the 90s. Had a car wreck where they had to cut me out of the car. The car was totaled, and they said they couldn't believe I was alive. My body was in pain, but there was nothing broke. I guess it was because of the good, you know, the nutrition. I think that helped my bone density and all that, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, there was no fractures or anything. I just hurt all over, let's put it that way. And I did have a concussion. But in addition to that and going through the divorce, which was a two-year process because of the business that we owned together, the telecom business, and having my son to take care of, I developed bleeding ulcers. And the hospitals were quick to schedule me to come in for, they wanted to do surgery.
Right.
And I was like, okay, let me get some other opinions. Let me do some research. You know, let's put this off a bit. So I did, and you know, I prayed about it, and sure enough, someone came into my path that started talking to me about herbs and natural remedies, and I started drinking aloe vera juice was one of the things I started doing, and also that's when I started the smoothies in the mid-90s. So I've been doing that stuff for a long time. You know, instead of being a breakfast skipper or just drinking coffee and juice and a donut, and like so many of my friends did, I was doing smoothies, and I was drinking aloe vera juice and purified water, lots of healthy whole foods, basically. And I went back to one of the doctors, and because they had taken tests and everything, and I had terrible bleeding ulcers. I was bleeding internally, and stress will do that to you. It was stress,
yeah.
I believe. And they said I was all healed up. I was better.
Wow.
So, and I attribute it to God and to leading me, you know, to the knowledge, the information, and what I needed to do. You know, I don't take it upon myself. You know.
Right.
But, yeah, and so that's what and then I found your book. And I guess that I told you, I've been reading since I was a little girl, and I usually have about three or four books going at once every week, and that's probably on my little test, my chart.
Right?
Yeah. But, so after reading that, that just so helped to kind of hone me in. I thought, okay, I've been in telecom, I've been very successful, you know, working for corporate America, I've had my own business. I'm entrepreneurial, but I want to help people. I see so many folks around there that are going, oh my gosh, I'm overweight and I've got high blood pressure, I've got diabetes, and the doctors are giving me all these drugs. I feel like terrible. So I actually took a lot of classes in healthy nutrition, not the kind that you go to school for. The regular school,
right.
The kind that go back to the basics, like the smoothies that I was talking about. And I taught people, and I actually helped them in the gym, too. I'd do these ads where people would come to me, and they'd get a free 30-minute personal training session, because I started doing that, too. In my spare time, when I wasn't working the day job or taking care of my son. I know. I'm like the ever-ready bunny. I'm like the ever-ready bunny.
Yes, your energy is amazing. So you mentioned some recipes, and first let's tell people how they can reach you, because I'm sure our listeners are going to go crazy over you. So where can they reach you? Email.
Okay, my email is DL, like Donna Lynn, DL
right.
Wilson, and then hyphen,
right.
That's the one in the middle.
Right, hyphen.
Yep, ATL, like the abbreviation for Atlanta, ATL,
uh-huh.
At Mindspring, MindSpring.com.
All right, ATL, at Mindspring.com. All right, do you have a quick recipe that you can share that mom cookers like me could do?
Oh, let's see. I've got so many recipes, and I've got chocolate mousse with strawberries, pecan pie, smoothies, chili, cream of asparagus soup. Cream of asparagus soup would probably, not everybody likes asparagus, but I don't know. Mock salmon and veggie sushi. My chili is one of the most popular because the big he men that say, I don't like vegan, I'm a guy, you know, those
right.
kind of guys. That's been my most popular, but I probably couldn't run through it. It's got 17 beans in it, and I soak them overnight, basically, and then I saute, and this is cooked, but it's vegan. It's gluten-free,
uh-huh.
and it's got 38 grams of protein in it, vegan protein. It's very assimilatable.
Uh-huh.
See, when you cook a steak, I think it's about 18 grams of protein, and when you cook it, there's carcinogens in the fat, and the protein is hard for your body to actually assimilate, and people don't realize that.
Right.
Yeah, but now with this chili, it's very, very easy for your body to absorb and assimilate into protein.
Wow.
Yeah, so I would highly recommend it, and it's on my website. Instead of me sitting here listing the ingredients, doesn't take that long to make. You just have to soak the beans overnight, and there's 17 beans in it. But it's on DonnaWilsonsWorld.com.
DonnaWilsonsWorld.com.
Yeah.
What a world you are helping build, Donna. That's terrific.
Thanks.
So are you launching your own product line, or where are you going? We just probably have a minute or two.
Right now what I'm trying to focus on, and I've got another plan that I've been working on for over a year now. I've been praying about it, and I'm praying about the right connections, because I definitely need a partner of some sort. But right now I'm focusing on my website, and it's a new blog. I've just started blogging, and my seminars and my coaching. Now, I love to coach. When I did that back in the 90s for the weight loss, the healthy weight loss, and people ended up getting off their high blood pressure and the diabetes medication, that's the end result of just becoming healthier and eating healthier.
Sure.
That's so simple. Instead of giving people drugs, why not tell them to eat right? And I hope our listeners don't think that raw and vegan food doesn't mean you're eating rabbit food. It's not boring, I promise. I've got so many cool recipes. I've got probably thousands of them. I was going to say hundreds, but, oh, gosh, I've got so many of them. But the seminars and the coaching are my favorite things, and I create customized programs because, you know, every individual is different. Each person is unique. So what I do is I do and this is done during over the phone or on Skype. So it doesn't you don't have to live in Atlanta. Yeah, I'm all over the place, anywhere in the world. Anyone wants some help with me. I do a health analysis. I've got a little quiz, and it's real, real easy, but then it lets me know which body systems need to be addressed, whether it's the adrenal glands or the respiratory system, digestive system, what areas have problems. And then I also ask them a little bit about their personal likes and dislikes.
That would be great.
Yeah,
and you know, I think
through a cleanse too.
Yeah, that's and I also think that the elements profile might be a tool too for you, because the winds are going to want things that are fast, and the earths are going to want things that are documented, and the fires are going to want to see results, and the waters are going to say, "How's this going to help my relationships?" And so that that's kind of another approach. Well, Donna, thank you so much for being a sweet friend, and I'm so excited about your future. It's DL Wilson-ATL at, what was the last part? Mindspring.com, and your website again is
Donna Wilson's with an S world.com. And
all right.
my future
Donna
vision, Lauren. My future vision is for a raw vegan cafe like a Starbucks, only I'm going to have healthy food made that day, and it's going to be gourmet food and organic coffee. And whatever food is not sold that day will go to the homeless shelters that I've been working with in the area. That's part of my business plan. So I'm really excited about that.
I like that. I like that. Well, thank you so much, Donna, for being on the show. Godspeed.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.